Good afternoon, Sean. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kathy. Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. On the one hand, very happy to speak to you. On the other hand, not so happy to speak to you. So tell us a little bit more about this list. Is this companies that you should boycott? What is the story with the list?
Well, this is a story that goes back about 3 or 4 years, where the United Nations actually put together a resolution, as they often do against Israel, and part of this resolution recommended that the UN study the viability and put together a list of companies that are providing goods and services to what they call the Israeli settlements. And if you look, we look back at the wording of this resolution, it actually comes from various recommendations made by BDS groups to the United Nations. So ironically, you have a situation where BDS groups made a recommendation to the United Nations. The United Nations turned that into a resolution. And today we have, after spending almost $18 million doing research, or so they claim, the United Nations has now released this list of 112 companies.
Maybe just give us a little bit of background to the UN Human Rights Council. Who exactly are they?
Well, the UN Human Rights Council was originally founded after its predecessor, the UN Council of Human Rights, same name, was closed by then Secretary General Kofi Annan because it had become a cesspool of dictatorships that were predominantly only focused on Israel. And so the new version of the United Nations opened a number of years ago, and lo and behold, it actually followed the exact same model. In fact, when the new United Nations Human Rights Council opened, it has a permanent agenda item 7. That means no matter what is discussed at the UN, no matter which human rights violations are discussed, permanent agenda item 7 means Israeli occupation and Israeli violations has to be discussed every time the UN Human Rights Council opens.
All right. So
here's an idea of what they actually mean by human rights.
Yeah. So this doesn't really make sense, right? Because it was a United Nations resolution that helped create the state of Israel. So how does this, I mean, how is it that they have this anti-Semitic slant towards something that they actually helped to create?
I think it's important to note that the United Nations of 1948 and 1947 was a very different United Nations of today. First and foremost, in 1948, we were 3 years after the tragedies of World War II and the horrors of the Holocaust. And much of the world became very much aware of how far the world had fallen with regards to anti-Semitism and how violent ideology had almost destroyed the world. And with that in mind, many of the more enlightened nations, many of the democracies of the time, much of Europe decided to move forward with a new goal to create a United Nations to bring the world into a new era of peace and prosperity. And obviously, a Jewish state was first and foremost amongst the forward-thinking democratic countries of the time. But over the last 70 plus years, that rationale, that forward thinking, that the ideas of progress that led to a euphoric idea of United Nations has been distorted by its incorporation that included many of the world's worst democracies and its inability to deal with the horrors of the rest of the world. But the United Nations has seemed to be singly focused on condemning Israel no matter what happens.
Sean, have other countries, territories been singled out for similar treatment? I'm thinking of Ukraine. I'm thinking Russian takeover of Ukraine. I'm thinking of Crimea. I'm thinking of Morocco. Has any other country been singled out?
There's 100 different examples. Nagorno-Karabakh, Armenia, Cyprus. The answer is simply no. There have been similar type of talks about lists, for example, in the former DRC, where there was a list about companies that were actually involved in the DRC military or in Myanmar, organizations and companies that were directly supporting the Myanmar military. Nothing similar to this. When it comes to disputed territory or occupied territory, the United Nations has never done anything like this before.
They're in a rocket, between a rock and a hard place to a certain extent. I'm thinking of a company like Airbnb who delisted listings on the West Bank or Judea and Samaria, take your pick, and came in for enormous stick from Israelis for doing that. Then reneged on that and now have been listed by the UN as being complicit. What are they supposed to do?
It's not only Airbnb. There are many examples of, when you look at the companies on this list, some of them are actually ridiculous. For example, Angel's Bakery,
oh,
which is a wonderful bakery that many of us are familiar with. Especially as we're getting to Shabbos, you walk around parts of Jerusalem, there's the beautiful smell of challah in the air. Much of it comes from the Angel's Bakery. Apparently now that because they have a branch in the ultra-Orthodox community of Modi'in Elit, all of Angel's Bakery apparently is complicit in supplying goods and services to Israeli settlements. And that's just one of the more ridiculous examples we can come up with.
I'm just interested in your opinion. Was the timing of this list timed to coincide with the release of the Trump deal of the century?
I don't think it's a coincidence, especially since this list has been delayed for almost 3 years, and the UN had ample time to release it in the past, and they could have delayed it again. I think this is the UN trying to show that it might still have a stake in the game and try to prove that they're still a relevant party. Although I think the reality is this just proves once again how completely irrelevant and biased the entire UN apparatus is.
Absolutely unbelievable. Yeah.
So a controversial question. Is this anti-Semitic or is this a legitimate response to an illegal occupation?
Well, again, when you look at the companies involved, it very much, the list of 112 companies, it almost mimics the campaigns of the BDS movement. For example, every single major Israeli bank is there. So if a bank provides goods and services to every Israeli, regardless of who they are, it very clearly means that they're being targeted as an Israeli Jewish company. Every single utilities company is in the list. Every telecom company or telecommunications company is here. Much of it they're claiming, for example, the Israeli cell phone companies and the Israeli telecommunication companies provide goods and services in Hebrew, in Arabic, in French, in Russian, to all Israeli citizens, including Palestinians. Yet they are now targeted for boycotts. Yes, there is a reason why Israel is uniquely singled out. Israeli companies are uniquely on this list. And I think the reason has to do that the United Nations is reverting back to some very old and dangerous biases.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. I'm hearing that, Sean. The question remains, will Antonio Guterres take any action like Kofi Annan did? You know, it's something to see. Not likely, right?
I don't know. I think, unfortunately, the United Nations had started off, like I said before, started off with some great ideas, but over time it has just deteriorated and deteriorated. And the publication of this list just once again shows how the United Nations has almost fallen to a point where they're a joke of themselves.
One of our listeners, Clive, saying it's because we are Jews. I mean, is this just blatant anti-Semitism from the United Nations Human Rights Council?
Again, if you look at what the United Nations Human Rights Council has achieved over the last decade, the answer has been almost nothing. They're singly fixed on condemning Israel because they haven't managed to achieve any other meaningful resolution around the world. And Israel is an easy, soft target. We haven't been involved in many of the completely horrendous human rights abuses that we see going on around the world. And the United Nations has been completely powerless to do anything there. But here, when it comes to Israel, oh, it's very easy to make a resolution and they'd come up with a list. And I think, again, it's very troublesome when you look at a list of companies that do business with Jewish and Israeli communities. And because they're doing business with Jewish and Israeli communities, this list is recommending sanctions against them. That, yeah, again brings up some very scary and troubling historical memories for Jews.
All right. Sean, unfortunately, that is where we leave it. I feel like we still got another 3 hours that we could talk to you about this, but it won't be the last time that we speak. And just thank you very, very much for making yourself available to us. Really appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks very much, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
Shabbat shalom to everyone.
Shabbat shalom. God bless.